With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore. I'm really pleased now to be joined by one of the senior captains at St. John's Prep Lacrosse, Pat Adkins. And, Pat, welcome to MSO. How are you?
Thank you. I'm doing good. How are you?
Very well, thank you. And, this summer weather is a little weird, but we'll take it, I guess. First of all, congratulations to you and your teammates and your classmates at St. John's Prep. You made it. And, this has been kind of a special year for you guys. Before we talk about that, Pat, I want to reflect on last year. We'll start with lacrosse. You guys did not have, interscholastic season. So how did you stay sharp? What did you and your teammates do, to go from sophomore, skip over your junior playing year, and then to be senior captain? So how'd you fill that in last year? What happened?
Yeah, it was really about, it really kind of showed who wanted to get better. Cause there's no one telling you, like, we don't have practice, so, like, you got to take responsibility and you got to do it on your own time. We got together and shot a couple times, too, but really you could tell the guys who put in the work and the guys who didn't, not just on our team, but, like everywhere, like, people everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Like whoever wanted to get better, like for me it was kind of a blessing. Like, I realized, like, I had so much free time on my hands, and so I figured why not play lacrosse. And I got a lot better doing that. So,
That's interesting. I know a lot of people who did benefit, if I could use that word, from the pandemic and being limited. But one of the things you mentioned, obviously the Catholic Conference is so competitive, and at the prep you guys have a certain standard and a high quality of culture that you kind of have to do it. Is it sort of like a pressure on among you guys to do well? You kind of push each other.
Yeah, we always talk about, like, positive peer pressure, keeping the guys in the team, saying, hey, like, they have to practice to shoot or something like that, trying to, like, encourage everyone to get better.
Mm-hmm. Now, the thing is, when you were working out last year, and I'll get to this year soon, you guys had to be very careful not to break any COVID protocols type thing, because you've seen in other leagues, I don't know if it happened in the CC this year, but in other leagues, a lot of games got postponed or canceled outright because of exposure. So you had to be really careful with that. Did that lay an extra layer of pressure on you?
Yeah, a little bit. It was kind of like sometimes it was hard just to find a place to shoot and stuff because everywhere was closed and then, stuff like that. But, yeah, it was definitely a little bit of extra pressure. Even this year, too, like things are starting to open up a little bit, but, it's still, like we got to – make sure that we don't have any distractions that could, destroy our team.
All right. When you got together, I don't know. Coach Pinchon probably told me, but, I think there are 12 or 13 seniors. And when you got together for practice, in preseason, how did it fit chemistry wise? Were you guys on task right away, or did it take a little while to get used to each other and the communication and so on?
Yeah. We're all really good friends, actually. Like, we have good, like, chemistry, but as far as, like, lacrosse chemistry goes, it took a little bit to get together, missing that junior year. It was kind of tough. But I feel like now that we're halfway through the season, we've really started to pick things up and find our groove.
Pat, what's it mean to be a captain at the prep?
Honestly, I'm really honored to. I love leading the guys and stuff, but all 13 seniors on the team, like, we all look at each other as senior leaders. So as much as the captain, name holds, like, power to, like, everybody else, to us, all 13 of the seniors are our captains in our eyes.
Well, that makes you pretty tough on other teams when you're that close, man, with the talent and then the personalities. Tell me about the other captains and maybe some of the guys you've played with for a long time and what they bring to prep lacrosse.
Yeah, Michael Kelly and Michael Harris, they're both phenomenal players, and they're real, real good leaders on the field. Michael Harris on defense, if you don't know what you're doing, he'll make sure you know where to go.
Okay.
Yeah, he's really vocal. And then Michael Kelly, he's a really vocal leader as well, and he does a really good job of leading by example. A lot of the, young guys especially, look up to Michael and both of them and just say, like, wow, like I want to play like that when I'm older.
Excellent, excellent. I want to get back to competition here in a minute, but I want to ask you about your school year academically. What was, if anything, what good came out of remote and hybrid learning and so on? You mentioned you sound like you're pretty disciplined and you can take care of that so-called free time. How'd that work academically for you? What was a positive change?
Yeah, so on the days where I kind of got to, like, make my own schedule, I loved it, you know. Like, I'm a big fan of, like making a checklist and sort of checking things off. So I was able to, like kind of organize my day how I wanted to. I kind of really liked that. And I know it was hard for some guys who, you know, would rather play video games and stuff like that, but I managed to stay pretty disciplined.
I think that's amazing, and it's my daughter was home for her fourth year. She's in a 5-year program down at Drexel in Philly, and the discipline it pays off. And if you're able to do that, but you got to have some play time too, and that was very limited. So you guys, are you being able to go out and do stuff now, and you know just kind of chill with each other?
Yeah, it's huge. Like I just hung out with some of the like seniors on the team the other night, and it was like, you know, we haven't done this in a long time. You know, it was really nice to just kind of like hang out with everyone again.
How cool was graduation? How what did it feel like?
It was so weird. You know, senior year was just so different. It didn't even really, like, it feels like I've graduated, but it also hasn't. You know, I still go to school every day for lacrosse. So, like once it's like later July, I think it'll really start to kick in.
Well, the thing is, when you're a freshman, excuse me, you look down the road and you think, oh my God, you know, 4 years, that's so far away. And then, you know, all of a sudden, bang, here it is and it's come and gone. But it also, it sort of was accelerated and extended by that past year here, the COVID year. So, you guys have some special memories. Now, in terms of, the team right now, I know you had a tough loss over the weekend. But maybe a highlight for you team wise or personal wise so far?
Honestly, the loss to BC High, I think, is so far the highlight of our season. We haven't really been tested at all, really. The only game really was Hingham and Zavarian too. They fought back a little bit too, but BC High, that was one of the games where we just really did not play our best game. You know, the little things like passing and catching and stuff like that. And when you play like a really good, talented opponent like BC High, they're going to capitalize on that. So we needed that game, because now, like, practices, like on Saturday we had a great practice, and it's just the guys are so much, like, they got that like chip on their shoulder now, like they want to get back at BC High. So I think that's our highlight. So
well, that's interesting the way you put it, and you can use it as a positive instead of a negative. And I'm sure Coach Pinchon will.
Yeah,
for sure. And what's coming up? Well, before I ask you what's coming up on the schedule, what about what are the plans for fall for you?
In the fall?
Yeah, and where you headed in September, and what do you want to study and so on?
Yeah, I'm going to Connecticut College to play lacrosse. My major is undecided currently. I'm trying to explore new things. I might want to do something in finance or stats or something like that.
There you go. All right. Well, I'm a math teacher, so I like that. I like the sound of that. All right, Pat, what's coming up in the near future now for St. John's Prep Lacrosse?
Yeah, we got Cap Memorial on Tuesday, Billerica on Thursday, and then start to get into the Catholic Conference playoffs and then the state playoffs. So we gotta really ramp it up here.
Well, congratulations on a fantastic career for both you and all of your teammates. It bodes well for the future for us old folk when you guys start to take over. I'll be happy about that. And anything else you want to mention about your teammates or your years at the prep?
Yeah, I mean, like, all guys 1 through 50 on the team, they're really good team guys. They've all accepted their role and they're really bought in. So I'm really excited to spend, you know, the next month playing with them, because, you know, after this month's over, you can never go back. So.
All right, that's Pat Atkins, who is one of the captains at St. John's Prep Lacrosse. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.